Good morning from the KYMN Newsroom. I'm Logan Wells, and here's a look at your local news headlines. With all three questions of the Northfield High School renovation referendum passing, the district is now moving to the project's design phase. At last Monday's school board meeting, Superintendent Dr. Matt Hillman shared the plan for the next steps. The first step in the project is forming the project overview team, which consists of Hillman, the district's facilities director, Justin Robley, the district's finance director, Val Mertesdorf, representatives from the high school team, members of the school board, and the architect and general contractor for the project. Hillman said that this group typically oversees high-level items and is given power by the school board to make some financial choices up to a set dollar amount. Hillman noted that the district was continuing to work with Wold Architects and Knutson Construction, both who have worked on building the new Greenvale Park Elementary building, renovating the old Greenvale Park building into the Community Education Center, and renovations of both Bridgewater and Spring Creek Elementary. Hillman pointed to the record of the two companies as the reason the district is keeping with them.
This is a time where I think we go back and look at the success of the 2018 bond referendum projects. Those projects were on time, they were done within the budget, and 60% of the build time was during the pandemic. And so we have receipts of how these two professional firms have helped us in the past, and we would like to run it back with them.
The project's next step is the core planning team, which sets the design principles, but, as Hillman stated, quote, not where the light bulbs go. For the Greenvale project, the design team consists of nearly 30 people. Depending on interest, the group could also consist of focus groups and subcommittees focused on specific design parts. Applications for the group will be available later this week. Once the group is formed, they will be meeting in December and also visit other high schools to get feedback and ideas. Hillman noted that while visiting schools like Owatonna and Waseca, these are just to get ideas and not to replicate the schools.
We're not trying to replicate what those schools have done. We're trying to look at the different design mechanisms and what are the things that we would like to see included in the project.
After collecting the feedback from the core planning team, the architects will begin to draft plans and designs for the high school, which will then move to the last review group, the user groups. The user groups consist of people who use a specific space. During this project review phase, the focus is very narrow and incredibly specific. The architects then work with each group to make the space work both to their requests, to the budget, and to code. After that, the input will be made into a final design and prepare to advertise bids later next year. As the 2024 construction season winds to a close, contractors are finishing the new roundabout at Highway 19 and Interstate 35. According to the Rice County, only some minor items remain. This includes seeding and striping, which is expected to be completed by the end of the month. No future closures are anticipated. While some areas adjacent to driving lanes are still needed to be addressed, county officials urge motorists to continue to use extreme caution in the area as contractors wrap up the project. Rice County Highway Department led the $4.7 million project, which was funded largely through grants. The roundabout was designed to improve safety on the east side of the interchange. Traffic volumes at the interchange have increased in recent years, particularly following the opening of the Flying J Travel Center. Roundabouts not only lower speeds and calm traffic, they greatly reduce the likelihood of side impact crashes when compared to a controlled or signaled intersection. Side impact crashes are considered the deadliest. According to the Federal Highway Administration, over 10,000 roundabouts have been installed across the U.S. The city of Northfield will be hosting a program for community members who are interested in historic preservation. The program is the nationally renowned Commission Assistance and Mentorship Program from the National Alliance of Preservation Commissions. The training aims to build strong local preservation programs and leaders through education, training, and advocacy. The training is ideal for Preservation Commission members, property owners, inspectors, realtors, architects, college students, and anyone else interested in preservation. The training will provide high quality and engaging information through preservation, hands-on exercise, group discussions, networking, and mentoring. The class will take place Saturday at 9 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. at Carleton College. Interested participants must register online. We'll have a link to sign up in today's news. Registration is due by the end of the day. The training is free, thanks to a grant from the State Historic Preservation Office. Reporting for KYMN News, I'm Logan Wells on 95.1 FM, 1080 AM, and online at kymnradio.net.